2. Category is the new strategy. Why categories? A brief history of books that marked milestones in market thinking. 35 years ago, at the height of the TV age, two marketing experts published Positioning, about maneuvering a product to the top of an existing market. In 1991, as the microprocessor brought computing to the masses, another book, titled Crossing the Chasm, focused on the marketing challenges of innovation, developing a new product for an existing market. In 1997, with the dot-com explosion taking hold, The Innovator's Dilemma introduced the concept of disruptive innovation, how a radically innovative product upends an existing market. Today, the powerful transforming force is the category, creating a new market for a new product, often but not always from a new company. A great message, a great product, a great innovation, these things are no longer enough on their own. Now it's critical to develop a great new market category in concert with building a great company and product. We see a link between brain science and the business strategy of modern category kings. Let us explain. The dynamics described in Positioning, Chasm, and Innovator's Dilemma haven't gone away. If anything, they've been kicked into hyperspeed. Positioning almost quaintly describes a 1970s landscape where there are just too many products, too many companies, and too much marketing noise. And that was when most TVs pulled in three channels. Rotary-dialed phones were bolted to walls, and the only way to Google something was to go to the local library. In this century, the landscape has changed dramatically. Google, founded in 1998, got momentum around 2000. Facebook was founded in 2004, giving the entire world a common online social network. In 2006, Amazon.com essentially invented public cloud computing when it unveiled Amazon Web Services, or AWS. Apple introduced the iPhone in 2007. Together, these products and services laid the foundation for a new era driven by mobile devices, social networks, cloud computing, and data about everything. In the 2000s, agile software development caught on.